This is John Batchelor speaking with Ambassador Hossein Haqqani, former ambassador from Pakistan to the United States, now a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute, about the tumult, the turmoil, the surprise, the rattling of the vote in Pakistan. Imran Khan, who is jailed for some decades, according to the court, leads a party, PTI, that is made up a large amount of young people with sophisticated ways online, TikTok, virtual reality, AI. And they have gathered their forces, and despite the party PTI being banned from the election that happened some days past, they registered as independents and won the most number of seats in the parliament. Not enough to command a majority, but a lot more than the opposition, which was expected to win easily. This is a country dominated by the army, and who the army chooses is the prime minister. Nawaz Sharif was the prime minister. He went into exile. Now he's prime minister again. Imran Khan in jail. However, Hossein Haqqani has something controversial to say, as he says, contrarian, because the allegation is made because of the surprise, the upset. The army is weak. The ambassador disagrees. Here's the ambassador, Hossein Haqqani. More of this later. Pakistan, a troubled nation in a troubled region, and democracy turns things upside down.
I'm going to say something contrarian here. Everybody's saying this result shows how the military is weak. Yes, it shows that the military is disliked, that a large number of people don't like its meddling in politics. But it doesn't weaken it at all. What it does is it gives it more leverage because it can help break the coalition anytime in the future by making some people shift loyalties. It can force another election at any time. It can use this election result to continue to put pressure on Imran Khan and the PTI and make them even less able to form a government. They can keep winning more seats. And I would draw your attention to what happens in Thailand, if you notice. There, the party that got the highest number of seats is having to sit in opposition, and its leader has been facing disqualification proceedings. Countries where the militaries are entrenched in the political arena require a lot more intellect on the part of the politicians. All politicians have to get together to say, we are going to work together to let each other make decisions, but we will not let the generals meddle. Pakistan has not reached that point. If tomorrow the generals offer Imran Khan the prime ministership, he'll take it. And he will take it, and then he will use the opposition to start suppressing his opponents. And so this game has continued in Pakistan for many years, and I am unfortunately predicting that it will continue in the near future as well.
More of this later. Thank you.